Lights out. Everybody. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now.
Hello, fans. Welcome to the old genre. I am Sean Vidmar, and I tickle my elbow every Christmas. Oh my god. This is Danny Milford. And this episode, it's actually not really an episode. It's more of a
fun special!
Yes. We actually sit down with Lucha Gore Productions over the internet in two different states. Countries.
That's what I'd say.
Time zones.
Yes.
I'm going to stop.
Okay, well, my name is Rainer, and I'm the producer of Lucha Gore Productions. Also, I first AD our films as well.
And production
design. And production design, but we'll be mixing that pretty soon.
Okay, I'm Luke, and I'm the cinematographer and co-director and editor.
And I'm Gigi. I am the director as well as the screenplay adapter writer person. And co-editor as well with Luke.
So I guess, first off, how did you guys get together? How did this whole production company actually start?
I guess Gigi and I met in film school back in 2008. And we kind of, we started working together, and we have a love for horror, so we connected that way. And so we experimented with a lot of horror while we were in film school. And then we got out of film school, and we were starting up a web series, and that's where we met Rainer.
Mm-hmm.
And we teamed up with him, and we needed a producer, someone to kind of keep us in line. And so he teamed up with us.
We still need one of those, yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of how Lucha Gore came together. There's always a Spanish influence to all of our films, so that's kind of how, like, the name Lucha Gore came from. It's the idea of luchador wrestlers,
yeah,
with the gore spinoff, because we always do horror and with lots of gore.
Mm-hmm. That's
nice.
True.
Which is awesome. Because, we didn't hear about you guys until we started chit-chat with, Shane McKenzie.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
How did you guys get in touch with or meet with Shane McKenzie? How'd that kind of start?
Yeah, no, it's a funny story, and it's quite by chance, and Gigi and myself went down to the Etheria Women's Film Festival last year in June.
It was
June.
Called Viscera.
It was originally called Viscera. So we went down there last year. We actually met a guy named John Skip. He was a writer on Nightmare for Elm Street 4?
Five.
I always get wrong.
How many are there?
Amazing guy. Actually became good friends with him. He, at the time, when he saw Dead Crossing, he told Gigi and myself that you got to read this guy's book. His name's Shane McKenzie. It just recently came out not too long ago. But it's called Muerte con Carne, so it's called Death with Meat, translated into English.
Yeah.
So from then on, John Skip gave us Shane's contact. We contacted Shane and said, hey, you know, John Skip referred us to you and think that, you know, we should read your book and go from there. And he said, for sure. He watched our stuff, and he sent us his book. And one thing led to another, and he was freaking out over our stuff. And then we were freaking out over his book and thought it was freaking amazing. And like, this is totally a movie right here in our hands. And basically, he ended up asking us, do you want to make my book into a film? And we were like, yes.
I always thought it was the other way around.
We've been working with Shane. One of our biggest things that we have worked with him prior to filming our short film just recently was a short film called, it's called El Matador, but we did a competition for Beats of Death 2, which was called M is for Matador.
Right.
That was kind of working experience with Shane, and it's been good ever since. And you know, it's a great experience, and you know, we're so happy to be a part of this with him and bringing his, you know, baby to life as well. It's our creation as well. But
that's,
you know,
a big baby.
It is a big baby, a big big Spanish baby.
Sweaty,
bloody baby.
Yeah, big bloody baby. So yeah, no, it's super exciting, and you know, it's crazy how it's just all networking, right? And just meeting people, and you know, Shane has become one of our good friends now, and it's, yeah.
No, that's
what I can say about that. He's an amazing guy.
Yeah, because that's actually, M is for Manator, that's actually what we're starting to learn more about you guys, because we talked about that on the show once, and of course Shane just, all he does is talk you guys up constantly and stuff, and then...
Oh, Shane.
And then when we heard about El Gigante, and it's like...
Gigante, sorry.
Silent G. I kind of know Spanish. Not really.
And, no. I can count.
It's okay.
And, no, he... all it is, like, his Facebook has been blowing up with just pictures of, I'm assuming, stuff that you guys have sent him and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's just...
Yeah.
All we're doing is like, oh, my gosh, we're so excited now. We're so excited.
And the actor that you found for El Gigante was, like, perfectly suited for it. And
That's a funny story. Because... We only had three actors, and two of them, well, one was pretty white, so he did not look Hispanic at all, but he was very big, and the other one was very big. He was almost like, I wouldn't
say... Too ripped.
No, no, I'm not talking about the other guy, the guy that you didn't like.
He was like Kane.
Yeah, he was like Kane from WWE, but he really didn't suit it. But then our last guy that came in, who's playing Gigante now, and his name's David Fortson, amazing man. He just blew us out of the water, and that was it. And Shane couldn't have asked for a better person. He's just that who I was envisioning right there. So,
and it's funny because during his audition, we were sitting there watching him on the monitor, and we were like, yeah, that guy's pretty freaky. And then we looked up, and here's this huge guy right in front of us. I'm scared right now.
He's the nicest guy ever, too.
Yeah, most polite giant man you will ever meet.
Big friendly giant, just put it that way. No, it's cool.
I love it. So, part of the process are you actually guys in? Because you're like in the editing process, or is it almost finished?
Well, no, we're in post-production right now, so we're currently doing our kind of a big rough cut right now and getting everything in line, and then once we get... pretty happy with what we have, we're going to picture lock it, and then that's going to go to composing and visual effects, and go from there. And then we're at the same time, we're doing our Kickstarter perks too as well for everybody. So it's a lot of work. So we've had like a week lull of kind of relaxing before we get back into things. But right now we're editing it. We actually pretty much will have it almost edited.
Yeah.
It's just tweaking. There's just a lot of tweaking.
It's getting there.
We can't say it's officially edited, but we have everything in assembly. So it's looking really good. So you guys will get to see it eventually.
So, I mean, what are you guys' plans for the short? You guys going to put it through some film festivals or?
Yeah,
definitely film festivals, and then kind of see, or like push it as much as we can, and really try to make the big festivals that we're, you know, trying to make it our goal, and hopefully someone sees it at the right time, the right place, you know. So
yeah, well, at the same time, once we finish this, we're gonna finish writing the feature script to Muerte Concarne.
Okay.
Hopefully by then, once we get into some festivals and we go attend some, we'll have a full script and a package ready to go. And if anybody's ever interested in a project, we'll say, here you go. This is what we're looking for. Do you want to fund us? Do you want to make this? So hopefully that can, you know, become a reality. And definitely, you know, we're really working hard on this project because, you know, we all believe in it. And we have a lot of support from it. And, you know, it's something that, it's almost like a throwback to the old school, like, you know, one of the big references is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's something that, you know, people haven't seen in a long time, and it'd be cool to kind of just do that big throwback, and I think a lot of people would like it. I think it'd be a fun, entertaining horror film for people.
Yeah.
And that's definitely our goal with this short film, is to make the feature. It works as a standalone short film, but our ultimate goal is to use it as a seller to give the style of how we would make the feature.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Well, I guess, like, how we actually have Jake that over here that actually had a minor question.
A fan wrote in.
You want to come
so
on?
Popular.
And actually, we'll have Jake actually ask the question real fair.
Hey, Gigi. I had a question for you.
There are two other people.
I know. Well, that guy looks like Tony Moss. And
Tony Moss?
Yeah.
No, a friend of ours.
A friend of ours.
Okay.
Anyway, my question is for the director. Like, I was just wondering with, obviously, you read the book of, I'm having trouble remembering right now.
You want me to ask? Warthick and Tarni?
Yes. No. Yes. Maybe. I don't know. But what was it easy or difficult, like, with a different vision of how he wanted that book to go or how he wanted them to see the movie, if there's any changes?
That's
got a monkey on
really
me.
Good question.
Sorry, that was my son.
That's okay. That's a really good question because, actually, I was the first one out of us three to read the book. So when I read it, I immediately told these two, I'm like, you guys need to read this. This thing's effing awesome. and just Shane's writing itself is so descriptive in the most gruesome, realistic way possible. So his vision through his words is very easy to understand, in my opinion. So talking to Shane about it, we never came to a point where where there was any different visions. It was almost like we would tell him, so do you see it this way? And that he's like, yes, exactly. That's exactly what I wrote, what I want. So the process of working with Shane and adapting it into a screenplay was so much fun and just really easy working with this guy. Like it's also really good to have someone like Shane that just trusts us 100%. And I think having that trust is what makes the process fly.
Well,
and just,
well, to add to that, is and most times of, you know, people, you know, whatever, big, you know, big companies and all like that, big producers are adapting the books to screenplays, that they'll leave the author of the book out of the whole picture, right? And they'll basically, once they get the rights of it, they'll just butcher it and totally destroy that book. Some of that have come out of, you know, turned out into movies have turned out really well. But, you know, with Shane, we've definitely involved him, you know, 100% into the process. And it's been a great thing because, you know, it's his book as well. But, you know, it's his baby and he knows the characters way more than we do. And you know, he has a lot more insight on, you know, hey, what would this character be thinking or something like that. And just like the small, minute details that we might not be able to get that he has. And it's great. You know, Shane's been amazing to work with and we have nothing but good things and we hope we can meet him soon in person finally because all we do is talk.
I was
going to
ask about that. No,
we got a party with him, so
yeah, we really want to.
Yeah.
Well, he was actually a blast when we did the interview and stuff. He was just, he's very laid back and he's just like everything, because we were minorly like nervous about it and stuff, and he was like, yeah.
He made it so easy to talk
to
him. We only planned on having like a short 15-minute interview, and then we ended up talking for an hour, hour and a half.
I had to cut a lot, because he was just like, you can't tell them this. I should not have said this. And I should. So there was at least almost 20 minutes of interview that I had to just scrap because, you know, he's like, someone is going to get mad at me. But
yeah,
so,
I mean, it is what it is. You know what? That's good. It's good conversation, though, right? Like, you know, you get to know the guy more.
Exactly.
He's a great guy. I can't wait till we meet up with him. And
yeah.
And I think what's helped it so much, too, is, like, he loves horror. Like, he's a huge fan of the genre. We're huge fans of the genre. We're huge fans of his work. He's a fan of our work. So it went well. He knew what our style was. We knew what his style was. And when we came together, it was really easy, actually. Sometimes writers and filmmakers can really butt heads because they have such a different vision.
Yeah.
But with him, it's been smooth sailing.
Yeah, every time we've shown him a picture or something, he goes crazy.
He says, I gotta change my pants. Holy shit, I'm dying.
It
sounds like...
I don't know if you're still...
No. But maybe... No, but they can hear his reaction. And that'll be really
so
fun.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I think they were like this. Let's see. Yeah, okay.
That's all we need to hear.
Hold on. All right. I'll turn it up. Here. Okay. So this is when I showed him a small clip of one of the fighting sequences.
Oh.
And, no, that's because I showed Randall. One of the small fighting sequences in the film, because he every day kept bugging me, please show me something, please show me something. I was like, oh, I can't, you know, like, I don't want you to see an unfinished product. I was like, okay, I'll show you when Gigante does, you know, your favorite part in the book. So this is his reaction.
Dude, oh my God, that's...
Oh, hold on, hold on.
Dude. Oh my God, that shit was fucking sick. That looked so fucking awesome. I am tripping. I am truly tripping the fuck out right now. Goddamn. I just watched it again. Holy fuck. That is perfect. It's perfect. It's amazing.
That's always good to hear.
Yeah, that's 100% him, too.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. And then I asked him, did you get so excited that, you know, your whole body cramped? Like, did you get all, like, oh, like, super stoked? And he said,
yes, it did. My body cramped so bad that I have to take a shower.
So I think we're on the right path with the film.
I'll say, yeah. Is there any plans to release it digitally before it goes to theaters or anything?
No.
No, because a lot of film festivals have a rule that if it's online, you can't qualify.
Oh, okay. So you have to give everybody else blue balls?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to have to wait. A lot of the, you know, all the Kickstarter backers will get a copy. You know, some will get digital and some will get an actual DVD copy as well. But it's something that we're not going to release on YouTube or anything like that.
Anytime soon.
Yeah,
it usually takes about a year and a little, like a year after it's done the festival run.
Yeah.
Then you can post it online.
Gotcha.
So that's the plan.
But
okay.
Just because you guys are so awesome,
we'll give you
I think we can send you a copy.
Well, thank you.
Oh, Duke Nukem is excited right now. Sorry, my phone just went off. Well, yeah, and then you guys could definitely, hopefully, have it come out this way, so we can also see it at a festival, too.
Is there more festivals over there?
There's a couple of conventions that come through Chicago, but
there might be one in November. I forget what it's called.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'd have to look it up again. We're just trying to hit as many as we can, you know, when we can and stuff like that.
Of course.
I'm trying to get this guy more and more into... horror.
I need to. I've been reading a lot more, but not watching as much as I would like to.
I'll just throw it out there. If you really want to get into horror,
oh my God, I know what he's gonna say.
You have to see. Have you ever heard of a film called a Serbian film?
No.
Yes, I told him not to. So.
Oh. Okay.
He won't watch it.
Why the
baby one?
Oh no. Okay, I've heard about this one.
They actually re-released that one.
Green Inferno, that's coming out in October, right?
September.
Wait, what is?
Green Inferno.
Oh.
It was a Cannibal Holocaust?
It's basically, yeah, it's a remake. Like Cannibal Holocaust.
It's a remake. It's
not a remake.
It's not a remake.
It's influenced.
Oh, okay.
So it relates to that whole cannibal thing, which is what our movie
relates to. Yeah.
Good. Okay, I will watch that one because I am writing a book on cannibals now, and it's still very early, but... any inspiration I can get is good for that.
Yeah, definitely. If you're writing a book on that, Cannibal Holocaust and then Green Inferno, and then, yeah, Morte con Carne. what other ones?
I've got a big list.
Judge Dredd, Texas Chainsaw. Yeah.
I've been going through, I started with Silence of the Lambs, because that's just an awesome film to begin with, even if you're not a fan of horror, and then I've been kind of working through that series.
Yeah,
I forgot about you were doing that.
Yeah.
So, are you guys planning on doing possibly anything else with Shane? I mean, I'm assuming you guys are.
Yeah, I think we definitely. Yeah, no, Shane's definitely. We invited him to be a part of the Luchacore team as one of our writers. So, you know, whatever we concoct next, which could be soon or a little bit later on once we finished everything. But I think he'll be definitely working with us
on our next project we do. So, you know, it's something that, you know, we really do enjoy working with him, and it's something that we can, you know, rely on Shane to come up with something really crazy.
He's good at it.
It's great because, you know, the more people you have, the more creativity you can bring out in people.
Exactly.
And he's an amazing guy. And, you know, there's just nothing bad, there's nothing but good things to say about Shane. And, you know, we definitely will be working with him for sure.
And it's always important as filmmakers to make a connection with writers.
Mm.
And we think we've really found that with Shane. Like, we share the same style, so...
Yeah, he gets us.
Yeah, he gets us.
He gets him. Get him.
Yeah.
So, we definitely work well together.
He sends us, you know, his works, and we're a huge fan of his other stuff, too. So, you know, maybe we could adapt something else of his. And he wants to write a sequel to Muerte con Carne. So, if this goes well, if it's a hit, we could be doing a sequel... Maybe a franchise.
Oh, miniseries, something like that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
HBO TV miniseries.
Call us. Do you guys working on or going to be working on any other projects that you guys can talk about or want to talk about?
Well, definitely Muerte con Carne has taken
all our energy and everything in the last while.
Now that it all actually happened, we kind of just said to ourselves, like, not long ago, saying, what's next? Because we worked so hard on this one book, so we like, us, the Luchador team, we do like to always have something coming, right, like, after the last project. We don't like to have a big gap, and since we worked on Muerte con Carne, that was 5 months of no filming, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And that's
the longest we've ever gone.
We've always filmed every two to three months we filmed something. Mm-hmm. And this was the first time we just had a huge gap, and it killed us. We were like, we need to film more. more. So we're hoping maybe something in the summer,
yeah.
Something small and fun. And
Yeah, you know, if we don't or do, you know, if we don't, we're really putting our effort into making the book
as best as we can possible.
Yeah. So, you know, if we don't make anything until, say, we get funded for Muerte con Carne, I'll be happier than hell.
That'll
be the biggest thing, right, for all of us in general. We might be working on a commercial. Hopefully we might get a commercial gig in October again. We'll find out. But, you know, we just got to keep going with the flow. Doing it, so.
We do a lot of local little film competitions, so, you know, I'm sure we'll do a couple smaller scale shorts to keep us busy, and we like to keep in practice, and we get bored really easily if we're not filming. It kind of gives us purpose and a reason.
Especially so. Luke, you and me, we're like, what's next?
Yeah, we're always like, what's next? We exhaust Rainer, and he's like, let's take a break, and we're like, no, we're going to shoot something in 2 weeks, so... better get on it.
Yeah. I have a bachelorette party, so that's okay. We have a question for Jake after, too, as well.
Okay.
So, favorite horror movie?
Favorite horror movie?
Horror.
Oh, that's always a tough one. You go.
Mine's probably Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
The original one.
Mm-hmm.
Influence for me, and just as its style, its grittiness, what effect it's had in the horror genre, and how it kind of revolutionized everything. So that's probably my favorite.
Me next?
Yeah.
Well, mine's also Texas Chainsaw, but I'm a huge fan of Rec 1 and 2.
Oh yeah, he loves those. Sorry.
I love those films. I do love everything though, but those right now stand out for me.
Yeah, I gotta say, it's so hard, but I really love Evil Dead, the original one.
Oh,
the newest one.
Yes.
Just, I love all the Conjuring too, but Alien and Evil Dead.
Ah, that's a good one.
Two favorite horror movies. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that one. That's not one that I normally think about. That's a fantastic movie. Sean, yours would be... No, I can't pick a favorite horror movie because it's like...
If
I had children, that's like picking a favorite child.
Exactly.
There's no way. Yeah, but you always favor one.
That's the best comparison I've ever
heard.
I just
the children that you had no part of making. Yeah.
I can't no. I can't. There's too many that's influenced me and like film wise, special effects, makeup wise, and you know, so it's too many.
Well, Max, what's your prediction on what would you say his favorite one is?
I was gonna say Wreck because he always talks about those.
Yeah. Yeah, Wreck 4 is coming out, I guess. Sometimes
I hope it doesn't disappoint.
I watched Wreck 3 and I was pretty disappointed in it. Yeah.
Oh. Well.
Yeah.
1 and 2 are awesome.
Yeah, well, they're saying that it's like, I thought they said something like Wreck 3 is one of those like, oh, it's over here. No. And, you know, it's like,
on my shoulders?
Yeah, it doesn't exist in the Wreck family or something. I don't know.
It never happened.
It's the redheaded stepchild of the Wreck family.
Yeah, it was never born.
It was a different take on the series, and it just did not jive too well with it. So they should have just stuck with what they were originally doing.
Yeah,
that's a whole different story.
Well, you guys want to? It will bring Jake back on. You guys want to ask Jake a question?
Yeah. We want to ask. Me and Luke want to ask Jason a question. So Jake.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah, this is a very very important. Yeah.
All right, get ready.
I see that you're a Chicago Blackhawk.
Oh, man.
Yeah, baby.
What do you think of the Canucks?
I knew it.
Huh. What do I think of the Canucks?
I was expecting to walk up. Keep in mind your children are here, so don't be harsh language.
To put it nicely, I'm glad that we beat them in 2010.
Oh. But we did come back and beat them the last time.
Well, you know, every dog has its day.
We still haven't won a Stanley Cup yet, which is pretty sad.
I mean, two within the last, you know, 5 years, not too bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Now we're
yeah,
gonna sports.
I always bug the guys that are Chicago Blackhawks fans.
I mean, you like I respect all teams, but you know, like you can't.
And not Canucks.
Yeah.
it's a good rivalry, though.
It's a great rivalry.
Some
yeah.
of the best teams are with Chicago.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, with Kane and Taze and, you know, Hossa, they have a good relationship. So.
Oh, yeah. Also Canadian as well, so.
Well, not Kane.
Kane's not Kane.
And neither is Hossa. He's, like, freaking, you know, Dutch. He's way over there. He's half the pond.
Yeah, Jonathan Taze.
He's Canadian.
I know he's Canadian, and I have his jersey, but whatever.
Get it signed.
All right. Are you guys ready to wrap up?
Yeah. Have to derail the whole show.
I didn't even put it together. I was like, oh, there it is.
I had a feeling.
Where did you guys actually film?
Oh, we filmed this actually in North Vancouver, so at Capilano Studios. We filmed out there.
Yeah, that's where Gigi and I went to film school.
Okay.
Studio space there, and we built the
The
ring.
Entire thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I spent a week long building that ring. One whole long week of building that ring.
Nice. Really?
Yeah.
I actually know how to build a pro wrestling ring.
There was tires underneath it. That gave it the spring.
Oh, you guys used that trick. That's awesome.
It was very delicate. Very delicate.
Yeah.
It was a baby.
Every picture that I've seen, especially the ones that, you know, now we can't show.
We're just exclusive. Yeah.
Like, I am so excited about this project. Like,
oh, awesome.
And I really hope that this takes off. And, you know, I want to see, like, you know, 2 hours of this probably.
Yeah, we hope we can bring that, to make that a reality. Yeah, no, it's something that we definitely are trying to strive for and make it happen, so.
Awesome.
This is the first big push of this, and, you know, we can only keep trying, right? And, you know, never kind of get brought down by things and just keep pushing for it, so.
Exactly.
You know, if I win the lottery tomorrow, make it fucking in a month. So. But you know, we just gotta keep finding somebody that will believe in the project with us that can help hopefully fund it, right? So.
Yeah. And thank you guys so much for your support and having us.
Oh, definitely.
No, thank you so much. That's great.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're going to definitely just keep talking about you guys as much as we can. Because, I don't know, I mean, we're on the side of trying to go somewhere with the show or something also, so.
It's a slow climb.
Yeah.
We all got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Well, hey. Oh my God, don't make fun of my Kickstarter.
Later always says, it's got to start somewhere. It's like his quote. And now it's officially on the Kickstarter video, so it's online forever. We always look at each other. It's got to start somewhere.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us for like...
Anytime. You just let us know. We're
definitely let us know. And feel free to add Luke and myself on Facebook. I know you probably got Gigi on there.
No, they don't.
Oh, and then don't worry about Gigi.
Not yet, at least.
Myself, yeah. You'll talk to us.
No, but... Thank you very much, guys. We do appreciate it, and I'm assuming we lost the connection.
No,
we didn't. Okay. Everything froze. And
make more noises.
No, it's just like all froze and stuff. But again, can we not? Is it?
I don't know.
Let's go again.
There we go.
Okay. I'm just going to keep talking and hope.
Everything's no, better. No, we'll say something if you cut out. So.
Okay. But...
we just won't hear it.
Yeah. No, thanks again very much for taking the time to talk to us forever. And, of course, pointing out the fact that the Blackhawks are not in the running for the cup anymore.
But still far superior than the Vancouver Canucks.
Gotta talk to me as much as we are, so it's okay. We're both
But, thank you very much again, guys. And we look forward to talking to you again down the future.
Yeah, you let us know.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. We should have another talk after we have finished Elegante. And when we actually send it to you guys, maybe we should do it after that so you guys can
talk about it
as well.
Reactions too.
That'd be great. Yeah, we'd love that.
That'd be a cool idea. So I think we should do that once you guys get it in your hands and watch it. We can...
Well, maybe what we'll do, we'll just, you know, go to Texas and hang out with Shane, and then we'll be with Shane, and we'll talk to you guys at the same time.
Yeah, great.
That's the closest to Shane we'll get.
I'm trying to get him to come down to our rap party, and he's somewhat considering it, but I don't know if he will do it, but I'm really trying to get him to come down and see if you can come down just for a weekend. I told him, I'm like, hey, this is going to be a party of a lifetime and you need to come down here.
Yeah.
He's like, oh man, so I don't know, fuck. So, yeah.
Hey, oh, Shane. Well, anyway, we'll let you guys go and we'll definitely be in touch. And I'm assuming you guys are going to let everyone know the process that you guys are in for...
We're getting 24/7.
We like to keep people informed and like keep people interested, right? So
yeah. Well, it's either going to be you guys telling us or Shane. Shane is really on top of this.
Yeah. So
yeah.
If we ignore you, you know who else to go to.
Well,
Shane really.
No, it's like back to back. I'll see something that you guys posted, and then it's like right after that, it's like Shane just shared this from Luchador Productions.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much,
thanks,
guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Well, that's the show. Thank you very much to Luchador Productions. You can actually find them on Facebook and YouTube. And speaking of Facebook, go ahead and like us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, email us at theonlygenre@gmail.com, tell us how much you love us and hate us and want to suck my nipples, and be sure to visit theonlygenre.com. Again, thank you very much for watching, and thank you for consuming it.